March 12, 1903. The sacrifice of Jesus continues in his Eucharistic life, in which he exercises continuous pressure on the Father for the sake of mankind. A soul who is victim with him must also put this continuous pressure on him. As I was in my usual state, I saw myself as all alone and abandoned. Then, after I struggled very much, he made himself seen in my interior, and I said to him, "My sweet life, how is it that you have left me alone? When you put me in this state, everything was union. We arranged everything together, and with sweet force you drew me completely to yourself. Oh, how the scene has changed! Not only have you abandoned me, not only do you not put any pressure on me to keep me in this state, but I myself am forced to put continuous pressure on you so as not to go out of this position. And this pressing you is a continuous dying for me." And he told me, "My daughter, the same happened when in the consistory of the sacrosanct Trinity, the mystery of the Incarnation was decreed in order to save mankind. And I, united with their will, accepted and offered myself as victim for man. Everything was union among them, and we arranged everything together. But when I set to work, a point came, especially when I found myself in the sphere of pains, of opprobrium, loaded down with all the wicked deeds of creatures, in which I remained alone and abandoned by all, even by my dear Father. Not only this, but loaded down as I was with all pains, I had to press the Omnipotent One to accept and to let me continue my sacrifice for the salvation of the whole of mankind, present and future. And I obtained this. And the sacrifice is still lasting. The pressure is continuous, though it is all a pressure of love. Do you want to know where and how? In the sacrament of the Eucharist. In it, the sacrifice is continuous. Perpetual is the pressure I put on the Father to use mercy upon creatures and on souls in order to obtain their love. And I find myself in a continuous contrast, dying continuously, though all depths of love. So, aren't you happy that I let you participate in the periods of my own life?